There is a kind of knowledge that lives safely in the mind. It is organized, logical, and often impressive. We can explain ideas, quote wisdom, and talk confidently about what we should do. We can even inspire others with what we know. This is head knowledge, the kind of knowing that feels real because we understand it intellectually. But head knowledge can be deceptive. It can create the illusion of progress while leaving our lives unchanged. The journey from head to heart is the shift from thinking you know to knowing enough to act. Head knowledge is information. It's what we gather through reading, listening, observing, and thinking. It helps us make sense of the world, gives us language for our experiences, and offers insight into what might be possible. But it often stays theoretical. It says, "I've heard that works," or "that makes sense," without the deeper certainty that actually moves us forward. Head knowledge may produce clarity, but not always transformation. This is why it's possible to know a great deal and still feel stuck. We know what we should do. Eat better, forgive someone, start the business, have the difficult conversation, save money, set boundaries, ask for help, or take the next step. Yet we remain motionless, endlessly preparing. Head knowledge alone often keeps us in observation mode, thinking, evaluating, and analyzing without ever entering the arena of action. Heart knowledge is different. Heart knowledge comes with belief and certainty, not necessarily certainty that everything will work out perfectly, but certainty that the truth matters enough to step into it. Heart knowledge isn't just understanding, it's conviction. It becomes something you live, not just something you agree with. And the key difference is this: heart knowledge demands action. Heart knowledge is the moment when an idea becomes personal. It stops being a concept and starts being a commitment. It's when you don't merely say, "That's true," but instead feel, "I must respond to this." Heart knowledge is the internal click that turns potential into movement. And in many ways, action is the bridge between the head and the heart. We don't wait until we fully believe. We often act first, and belief grows through experience. That's why knowing without action becomes a form of paralysis. When we know what to do but don't do it, our knowledge becomes a burden instead of a gift. It's like carrying tools you never use. We become trapped between insight and execution. We study, plan, evaluate, and wait for the perfect time. We tell ourselves we're being responsible when in reality we may be avoiding uncertainty. The longer we delay, the more fear grows, the more doubt expands, and the harder it becomes to begin. Eventually, what started as wisdom becomes stagnation. Nothing happens without action. Change doesn't happen because we think about it. Growth doesn't appear because we talk about it. Momentum requires movement. Someone once said, "When your neighbor is unemployed, it is a recession. When you are unemployed, it is a depression." That line highlights a powerful truth. We often understand things in theory until life forces us to feel them in reality. A recession is an idea until unemployment hits home. Then it becomes something heavier, more urgent, more real. This is the difference between head knowledge and heart knowledge, between observation and experience. Action is what makes knowledge personal. Action turns theory into reality. When you act, you discover what you truly believe. When you act, you learn things thinking can never teach. A person can read about courage for years and still remain afraid, but one moment of courageous action can permanently reshape a person's self-image. You don't just learn courage, you become someone who is courageous. The challenge is that we want certainty before we act. We want proof, reassurance, and guarantees. We want to know the outcome before we take the risk, but most meaningful steps in life don't come with that kind of security. The trick is to take action even when you don't know something will work. You step forward anyway. You write the first page before you know if the book will be good. You apply for the job before you know if you'll get hired. You start the workout before you see results. You make the apology before you know how the other person will respond. You take the leap before you feel fully ready. And when you do, one of two things happens. You either win or you learn. Both outcomes are valuable. Both outcomes move you forward, but inaction produces neither. Inaction produces only the slow erosion of confidence. It trains your nervous system to equate delay with safety and risk with danger. Over time, the real cost of inaction becomes not just missed opportunities, but a shrinking life. In the end, the real question isn't what you know. It's what you're willing to do with what you know.